Sodas have long been blamed for contributing to America's growing waistlines and related diabetes problem. But in some parts of Tennessee, it's not just sodas. Specifically, it's Sun Drop.
My sugar was high and I didn't know it. Yeah, and then I started getting dizzy and thirsty all the time. Of course, you know what I was drinking? Sun Drop. I was making it worse.
That's Wendy Norris of Grundy County. We met her this morning in a story about efforts to reverse type 2 diabetes in some patients. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on how this local favorite has become a public health challenge.
I spent a lot of the fall in Grundy County talking to people about their health, whether in a free clinic or outside the quaint Altamont Library. That's where I stopped retirees Randall and Patricia Barrett.
I don't know if y'all have ever seen the stats, but Grundy County is often way down in Tennessee as far as the overall health, whether it's diabetes or it's...
Yeah, I've got diabetes. He has too.
No, you don't.
Really?
They're a dual diabetic household. The odds are pretty good when the diagnosed rate of diabetes is 1 in 6 adults. What does Randall Barrett blame?
Sun Drop. I used to put them things away. I had a shot right top of the mountain. I worked 20 hours a day in that shot. I would drink 48 Sun Drops a day.
The small ones.
The small ones, Patricia chimes in. This was back when soft drinks were 8 ounces, not 12 or 20. But still, you don't want to do the math. You'd think Sun Drop was some sort of hometown recipe. It's not, but the rural reaches of Middle Tennessee have embraced this small-batch citrus soda.
You're in a special place. The only place it's available. This is Sun Drop Country.
A commercial from a local bottler appeals to regional pride. And beyond the particular soft drink brand, it may be that there's a deep-seated cultural phenomenon at play. This is a community with some of the highest uninsured rates and unemployment in the state. It's economically depressed, says registered nurse Steve Wickham.
When you have a really poor economy, there are things that the people will equate with luxury. And as a kid, it was a rare thing when you could get a soda.
Now they're available everywhere. In a county without a proper supermarket, the corner stores can't keep their shelves stocked. Wickham is working on a radical project to reverse diabetes in patients through diet and exercise, hopefully freeing them from lifelong medication. He says one of the first conversations is about dropping the sodas. Some people really treat Sun Drop like it's water.
It's a real big thing here in the county. Oh, I never drink water.
That gets into a vicious cycle.
Endocrinologist John Buse of the University of North Carolina says what makes matters worse is that diabetes makes you thirsty.
The more they drink of that stuff, the higher their blood sugar, the more they pee. The more they pee, the thirstier they get.
Buse says there's really no way to avoid health problems when drinking sodas by the case. Wendy Norris has now been converted into a devoted water connoisseur. She says it's going to require generational change.
You hand that to your kid, and then when they grow up, they're thinking, well, I've drunk that all my life. It's not going to hurt me. It ain't hurt me till now, so.
Norris is doing her part to break the cycle. In an effort to avoid diabetes, her grown daughter is reaching for water now, too. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.
We've got photos spotting Sun Drop in Grundy County. You can also catch up with this morning's story on reversing diabetes at WPLN.org.
Golden girl. Just fine from the Kentucky hills to the Carolinas. I wake in the morning and I always find Sun Drop.